To the Orange Legionnaire podcast, where you get all the information on the Dayton Dutch Lions.
Welcome to the Orange Legionnaire podcast. My name is Ryan Kozlowski. I'll be your host today. It is currently about a month from the season. We're getting ready for Global United. I'm here with Dayton Dutch Lion right back, Evan Schwartz. Evan is a 22-year-old who has played the last two seasons in Iceland, the home of Edgar Gudjonsson, or I can't even say anything right, but he played with Breiðablik, and after, I stink with names. Could you give me some pronunciations on these Icelandic names?
The first one is Breiðablik.
Okay.
That's pretty fun, and the second one is Afterholding.
Yeah, I almost had the first one, but the second one is a no-go for me. But Evan has also played for the Chicago Fire Super 20s, the IMG Academy, and the Darlington Academy. Welcome to the Orange Legionnaire podcast, Evan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a nice sunny day in Florida. Just relaxing, having a good time.
Yeah, it's nice and gray where I'm at, but a little jealous. Yeah, but first off, how excited are you to kick off the season with the Dutch Lions?
Really excited. Out of all my opportunities at playing different teams and different clubs and stuff, this is ranks up top. Just all of them. Mm-hmm. Excited to see the quality of the Dutch guys that are coming over. Being able to play under the coach that we have. And also just being able to get to know my American teammates and seeing what they have to offer. And I really believe in what they're trying to do, mm-hmm. with Dutch Lions. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It'll be a big pop experience.
So what are you doing to stay in shape at the moment? And what are your, goals for the upcoming season?
Staying in shape. I do a regimen of circuit training. Mix a whole bunch of type of workouts in it to confuse my muscles so I get the best results. I'm running, 2 to 4 miles every day.
Dang, dude.
Sometimes stretch it out to 6, but that's pushing it.
Yeah.
Other than that, just lifting weights. Trying to get my breathing under control.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes run on the beach. That's nice to strengthen the ankles. Prepared not to get injured during the season, so I can play every game because I'll be in the back line and I'll be able to be a good foundation and support system for the team.
Okay. You played in Iceland, as we talked about, and I think you said, I talked to you before, that you tried for some clubs in Poland and in other countries as well.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about some of your previous experiences. What's different about club soccer over there compared to America?
There's a lot of things that are different. They really focus on technical work and tactical work throughout the whole entire thing. I mean, even mm-hmm. keepers are up there training with the team, doing quick feet, ladders, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
American soccer is they really focus on the physical aspect, which is good because we produce a lot of great athletes, and
mm-hmm.
That's what we're known for, IPI and all that type of performance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to go over there and play at a young age and be able to go through those trialing experiences,
yeah.
that's a great way to increase my knowledge of the game and also just kind of put me in my own place. And you learn. You learn at a young age to know what you need to do on the field, and everybody's got a job,
mm-hmm.
and if you do your job well enough on the field, then that's the best thing you can do for the team, because there's a lot of guys that try to do too much, and I was fortunate enough to learn at a young age, you got to master what you need to do on the field, and that's the best way that you can help out your team.
Mm-hmm. I read that, on your bio, that some USL 2, USL 1 clubs, maybe even an MLS club was looking at you. You know, what kind of made you, like, choose the Dutch Lions over clubs such as that?
Well, the Dutch Lions, you know, it is PDL, but the idea that they have going on beyond this season and the opportunities that they want to do with youth soccer and the development of soccer in America is something I strongly support, because I want to someday, you know, be able to help younger kids get into the sport, because it is a great sport, and, you know, there's a reason why it's the most popular sport in the world, and hopefully what they're doing will help the younger guys catch on. And also, I would love the opportunity at the end of the season to be able to go back and play in Europe, and, you know, if I were to sign a contract with one of the other teams, you know, that's not really something I'd be able to do. So this would allow me to play kind of year-round without any breaks, which is awesome.
In your interview with the Dutch Lion website, it said, you know, you watched Family Guy with Freddie Adu, and you went to Outback Steakhouse with Maria Sharapova. I'm kind of jealous there. But how was the overall IMG Academy experience? Because I know it's kind of like a big deal academy when it comes to, like, American soccer.
Deal. I mean, IMG recently has been getting, you know, much, much, much bigger, and, you know, with the recent buyout with, you know, Tiger Woods and everything, before all of that stuff happened, but it's great. I mean, the type of people that you meet there at a young age, and you don't really know what you're getting yourself into because you're so young. You don't really know how to take it, because you're put on these strict regimens of diet and working out, and, you know, then there's school, and, you know, and in the dorms, you know, they teach you, you know, you got to be clean, and if you get a certain amount of zero, you can't go out on the weekend and stuff. And so, but yeah, it's an overall experience to kind of just teach you how to grow up and get prepared for the real world. And I mean, I wouldn't trade it in for anything. It was one of the best experiences that I've had. And out of most of the clubs that I've been to, it was by far one of the most professional environments that I've ever been into.
So do you stay in contact with, like, you know, like, any of the players, Adu, Satella, anybody like that, or?
Oh yeah, definitely. They're all my friends on Facebook, and I'll say hey, what's up to them occasionally and them and whatnot, and just to check on their status of how they're playing and stuff. And you know, we always talk about trying to get a reunion together and stuff, but it's so hard with everybody's different schedules and stuff.
Yeah, all over the place.
Around, you know.
Yeah, I saw that you know, on your bio on there that you won. You were MVP of the London Cup in 2002. What was that experience like? And what exactly is the London Cup for those that don't kind of have an idea of all that?
Well, the London Cup is kind of like related to an American event. It's kind of like Dallas Cup, where it's the best kind of teams in the country, and it's an invite tournament only. And we were invited. We went over, and it was a great experience. We were playing against some of the best youth academy teams in the world, and you know, we got to go over to Chelsea's kind of in-house place where, you know, they would raise the kids. We got to see their dorms. We got to see the whole cafeteria. You know, the way of life as a Chelsea Academy student would be living. That was a great experience. And I was just fortunate enough to play a great game. The game that I actually was awarded that from was we played the Thailand national team. And it was the semifinals.
Nice.
So it was a great experience. I'm just fortunate enough to have been able to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, like, also, it said, like, you played against, you know, some academies, maybe, like, Millwall, Chelsea, and some in Brazil, like, I'm not even going to try the names, but, you know,
IMG, the coach there, Tom Durkin, he's fluent in Portuguese, and he's got a lot of connections in Brazil, and so we would take a lot of trips, you know, before, like, kind of like a preseason before school would start and everything. We take trips to Brazil, and we get to go down there and live with some of the teams and stay there for 2-3 weeks at different clubs and train with them, see their way of life, and pick up different techniques. I mean, the kids that we were playing against, I mean, at that age, what, we're like 16 years old, we're playing against 12-year-olds that are, you know, the same level as us. And I mean, it's just it's a great culture shock. And like I said before, it gets you real modest about who you are, and it gets you, you know, it doesn't let your head get too big, even though you are playing at a super prestigious environment in America. It still lets you be aware of what's going on elsewhere in the world.
So does, like, any of the people that you played against ever, like, have you ever, like, watched on the TV and were like, wait a second, you know, any, have you played against anyone that's, you know, kind of a star, or is kind of like a star today, or anybody that's playing at a big club today? Like,
Like, are you talking about from Brazil and stuff?
Yeah, or Millwall or Chelsea or any like youth academy experience you ever had.
To be honest, I can't really remember. I didn't really, at that age, I wasn't taking notice. You know, the rosters that we were playing against and stuff like that. I mean, I wish I did, because that would have been awesome to say, oh, yeah, I played against them. But now I'm just strictly there to kind of do my job and
do your own thing.
Like that.
So what do you think the experience will be like? You know, you got the Global United game coming up in almost a month. How do you think it will be like going against, like, some guys like Bobic and Sa Pinto and guys like that?
Well, I mean, I love a competition. I'm a really competitive guy ever since I was young. You know, I hate to lose. And, you know, whether it comes to video games, playing checkers, or whatever it is, you know, I hate to lose. And no matter how good the opponent that I'm going to be going up against, I'm not going to be looking at the person's name, you know. Everybody can play good or bad on any given day, and we'll see. It'll be a good competition. Looking forward to it, you know. But I know what I can do on the field, and I'm confident about my abilities, and so we'll see who wins the battle on that day.
Yeah. If you had to compare yourself to one well-known player in the world, who would it be?
Well, comparing myself, or who I aspire to, be someone who I look up to, that I love the way he plays and his style of plays, but Dani Alves on Barcelona.
Nice,
He's just a superior player when it comes to being a right back and attacking out of the backfield. His vision, he brings the whole team up with him. He knows the game not only tactically, but technically. He's, you know, superior. And, he's an all-around great player. Yeah. And, you know, that's who I try to model myself off to be.
Yeah. So that's kind of like your style of play. Like, you just like to come out of the... You like to attack a lot out of the right back, pick your spots, type of player.
I always try to play midfield. That's what I used to play with outside right midfield. But in my heart, my true heart, I'm a defenseman. So it's kind of the best fit for me. So I'm really good defending. I'm good at reading the game. I'm really fast, so it's hard for people to get by me, and my attacking abilities from playing midfield come in handy when I try to get up the field. That's something I love to do. I love to get up the field and try to bring up the team with me and get in as many attacks as I can and, you know, whip in some services, get my assists
there. I kind of got that, you know, I kind of did the tryout thing against you. I'm not as good, but... yeah, like, I saw that, you know, you like to get up in the attack. Like, you had this one part in the game where there was just, like, a bunch of empty space on the right side of the field, and you, like, just went, like, blazing up the right side, and I was like, man, I'm not as good as that guy. But,
Well, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, like it did, you know, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it and exploit it in any way I can.
Yeah, and now we're going to go through, like, you know, some of the corny questions. Basically, I saw that you're kind of, I don't know, on your Facebook you had like Xbox Live, you know, your username and all that. What's kind of like your favorite game on Xbox?
Favorite game is definitely FIFA 10.
Yeah,
is my favorite game. That's good. If anyone is out there that wants to see me, look at Facebook and we'll see what you got. We'll see how good your skills are. But that's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, I got an Xbox. I need to get that Xbox Live, but
hey, man, you need to get that Xbox Live. We'll do it up, man.
Yeah, I'm always moving around. But what's your favorite movie? Or movies.
Favorite movie.
Yeah. Oof. I should have ran these by you beforehand.
Favorite movie, oh boy.
Yeah. Favorite type of movie.
I love comedies. Yeah. I love to laugh. Yeah. Anything that makes me laugh, I absolutely love. Favorite actors, Adam Sandler movies, I find them hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
For being Sarah Marshall, that was a pretty funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some more, you know, intimate and intense movies. Robert De Niro and Johnny Depp, anything that those guys are in, you know, I'm going to like. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Departed, that was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite
color?
Favorite color? I'm going to go with blue.
All right. Favorite a type of music or band or singer or whatever?
Well, I grew up in the Northeast. I grew up in New York, so I'm really into hip-hop and trendy stuff like that. But I like all types of music. Doesn't matter what it is. I mean, even down to classical.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll listen to that. Yeah, it just depends on what type of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
I really like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem. Those are some of the hip-hop guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bands, I like Coldplay.
Nice.
Radiohead. I like a lot.
And finally, what all the girls in Dayton want to know, blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
I don't discriminate.
No, I got you.
If I'm feeling them, and they're feeling me, I definitely like someone who's in shape because, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I feel, if I keep my body in shape, then, the woman should keep hers in shape. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, that's cool. And to wrap things up, there appears to be, there doesn't seem to be many Dutch players at the right back position, so it seems like you got a good chance to win the position. What do you look to achieve throughout the season as a starter or whatever role you're given on the team? Just playing with the Dane Dutch Lions this season, what do you look to achieve?
First off, there is no competition in my position or not, that's not the way I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
The way I'm going to look at it is, every day of practice, preseason is, there is someone behind me waiting to take my spot, so I'll put out 110% every day.
Exactly.
That's just who I am, that's just my work ethic.
That's good.
As far as what I'd like to achieve, I would love to win that PDO championship. I think we've got a great opportunity, we've got a great team. I think that it's a great group of guys, and we'll be able to come together really good, even though it's our first year. I'd love to get to the postseason. I'd like to get my assist tallies up there.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, I'd like to get a few goals. You never know.
Yeah.
That right back position, if I can do it, then I'd love to. I like to be a leader on the field, so hopefully I can achieve that with my teammates, and they'll be able to look up to me in any way that they can, because I know I'll be looking up to them in any way that I can find inspiration from them.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, man. Well, enjoy the day in the sun. I'll enjoy it in this this gray day up in Pennsylvania, and have a good one, and good luck on the season, man.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, man.